Well, today is our patronal feast day, the feast day of the Holy Trinity. So I'd like to wish all of our parishioners a happy feast day. Whenever a parish has its patronal feast day, we can gain very many graces and blessings for ourselves. In fact, when you attend Mass at a church on its patronal feast day, for example, if you went to the Cathedral of Thomas More and the feast day of St. Thomas More, you can gain a plenary indulgence by attending Mass in that location. So today, you have the ability to gain a plenary indulgence by attending today's Mass here, because it is our feast day of our parish, the Most Holy Trinity. So happy feast day to everyone, and I encourage you to try to gain this special blessing from God called a plenary indulgence. You can do this by attending Mass today, by receiving Holy Communion at this Mass, and then going to confession within 8 days before or 8 days after today. So within the last week or within the next week, go to confession for the purpose of gaining the plenary indulgence, either for yourself or for a soul in purgatory. You would also today need to pray for the intentions of our Holy Father, Pope Benedict. For example, an Our Father, a Hail Mary, a Glory Be would be sufficient to pray for the intention of the Holy Father. And then you want to make a good act of contrition and pray for the grace to be detached from all sin, even venial sin. And it's so important that we ask God for that grace to be detached from all sin. So if we meet those special conditions, we can gain this plenary indulgence, which is a complete removal of all temporal punishment due to sin in our life, or we can offer it for a soul in purgatory. Well, today is also a very special day for our parish because Bishop Laverde will be here this afternoon at 2:30 and again tonight at 7:30 for confirmations. About 200 of our 8th graders will be confirmed today into this evening by Bishop Laverde. I did want to share a little story, a true story that happened back in the 1940s. It was told to me by a seminarian, and apparently they were having confirmations in Kentucky. And they had a very elderly bishop who couldn't see very well, and they brought him to the church to do confirmations. And of course, in those days, back in the 1940s, you were confirmed, you knelt along the altar rail, and you were confirmed at the altar rail. And so you had all these little 12 and 13 year olds kneeling there. The bishop went down the line, each one, and laid hands on them, and then anointed them with the chrism oil. And he got to the end, and he anointed the wooden post for the altar rail. Okay, so he anointed that. So as far as I know, it's the only confirmed altar rail that we have in our country. Now, luckily, our bishop is nice and young with great eyesight, so I don't see that happening today. But those things can happen in the church. Today, of course, we think about the Blessed Trinity, how God revealed Himself as one God and yet three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is certainly the greatest of all mysteries of our faith, how there is only one God, one being, one nature, and yet three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From all eternity, the Father begets the Son. From all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. And this Trinitarian God, our one God, comes to dwell within us at our baptism. So today we first look at the fact that God has given us a share in His own life through grace. We call it the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity in the soul. Every time a baby is baptized, original sin is washed away, and God Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, becomes present within the soul of that child. That's why we never delay baptism. You want to get your child baptized as soon as possible after birth, certainly within the first month, sometimes within the first weeks. The guy was baptized at 9 days of age. Many of you were baptized, of course, maybe even younger than that. But what you want to do is to give the child the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within the soul as soon as possible. St. Paul tells us that we become temples of God and dwelling places of the Lord. That's what baptism does for us. We get a share in the life of the Trinity. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit dwells within us if we're in the state of grace. The state of sanctifying grace is our share in the life of God. Our share, imagine that, God dwelling within our soul. Oh, God forbid we commit a mortal sin, we lose the presence of God within our soul. We drive out the Blessed Trinity from our soul whenever we commit a mortal sin. But through God's grace and going back to confession, then the Trinity is then living within us again. And we become living temples of God, dwelling places of the Blessed Trinity. And when we're baptized or in the state of grace, we're pleasing in God's sight. We're friends of God. We're justified in His sight because we have the Blessed Trinity dwelling within our souls. We become adopted children of God. And God says to us what He said to His Son Jesus, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That's what happens when we have the Blessed Trinity within our soul through grace. Secondly, it's important for us to realize that every time we come to Mass, we're participating in the greatest Trinitarian prayer. That's what the Mass is. The Mass is Jesus offering Himself to the Father in the Holy Spirit. All the prayers of the Mass are addressed to the Father. Jesus praying to the Father in the Holy Spirit. The Mass is the most perfect Trinitarian prayer. We begin the Mass, of course, in that name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is our profession of faith in the Trinity, because we say in the name, which is singular, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. That's how we begin each Mass. And then the priest greets you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The Trinitarian greeting. And then we call to mind our sins, and then we say the Kyrie, Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Again, that beautiful Trinitarian theme runs throughout the Mass. The glory to God in the highest. We pray, You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Again, the whole Mass is a praise and adoration and worship of the Blessed Trinity. And then the Apostles' Creed, which talks about we believe in God the Father the Almighty. Then we believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. And then the Eucharistic prayer is addressed to God the Father, and Jesus is offering Himself to the Father in the Holy Spirit. And then the doxology, this prayer that the priest says, through Him, with Him, in Him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is Yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. So through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we give God the Father glory and honor forever. Then the Mass concludes with, again, the sign of the cross, the blessing. And again, to remind us that the entire Mass is a Trinitarian prayer. From the first prayer to the last prayer, it is worshiping, adoring, thanking God, and asking for His help. And then lastly, we should think today on the Feast Day of the Trinity of our Blessed Mother's relationship to the persons of the Blessed Trinity. You see, nobody else in all the world was ever the chosen daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, and the spouse of the Holy Spirit. That's why we honor Mary so much. And that's why we respect her and love her, because she was unique. Even though she was a human being, God preserved her from original sin and raised her up to be His greatest creation. Because nobody else in the history of mankind, of all the billions of people that will ever live and have ever lived, will ever have this unique relationship to the Blessed Trinity. Nobody else will ever be the chosen daughter of God the Father, the mother of God the Son, the one that actually gave birth to God the Son become incarnate. Nobody else would ever be the virginal spouse of the Holy Spirit. So that's why we honor Our Lady so much. And we honor, of course, today, the Blessed Trinity, our one God, three divine persons, who comes to us in baptism and sanctifying grace, whom we worship every Sunday, even every day at Mass, that great Trinitarian prayer. So every time we come to Mass, think about the fact that we are worshiping and honoring the Blessed Trinity, and then ask our Blessed Mother to bring each one of us to a deeper relationship with each of the persons of the Blessed Trinity. Because she alone, of course, has that unique relationship, and she can pray for us that we too can enter into a closer relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.